Welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment's Pee-wee special right here on KPHX 1480 AM. And this song brings back many memories for me because it was a very sad time for me because it means that Pee-wee's Playhouse was ending. Yes, this is the closing theme by Mark Mothersbaugh, who also does the score for the new film Pee-wee's Big Holiday.
Who's also the main guy in Devo.
Mark Mothersbaugh?
Yeah.
And speaking of Pee-wee's Big Holiday, we have on someone who's in the film. He plays a police officer, a stripper in the movie. Daniel Liu, thank you so much for joining us. Hey, Daniel.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, yes. A very memorable scene. You told me that. You said you can't miss me. You have a pillow fight, right?
Right. I mean, it's a short scene, but it's one of those scenes where you say, do you remember that part where... and you say whatever, you say stripper part, you'll remember that part.
Exactly. So was Paul there during that pillow fight?
Yeah, he was. He was there the entire time. We actually filmed for 14 hours that day.
Wow.
And it was written and shot as a montage. So we actually did a whole lot more in that scene. We actually had a whole choreographed dance. We did lap dances with the girls. We did. There was a scene where she was one of the girls were supposed to eat ice cream off my chest, and then also another guy and me were actually grinding on his face just as a joke, just to gross Pee-wee out.
Mm-hmm.
But that never made it to the final cut, which I understand why, because it's supposed to be a kid friendly film.
Yeah, that's true. Because I said that earlier in the show that it's kids can watch this movie and a lot of the things will just go right over their head. You know, some of those things might not.
right, exactly. So I was hoping it was going to stay in the film so I can be in there longer. But it's actually kind of more innocent the way it is now. It goes into a pillow fight. So,
and you never know, there might be some bonus footage once a Blu-ray is released or something like that, right?
Right. What's the R-rated version, right?
Very
that
true.
That comes out. Director's cut.
I was going to say director's cut or.
Yeah. And were you at South by Southwest at all with the premiere?
No, I wasn't. I wish I was, though, but because I'm actually from Texas. I went to school in the University of Texas.
Oh.
But I guess my role wasn't big enough to score an invite.
That's okay. I wasn't able to attend either. I didn't get invited. Yeah, that one either. But invited. But I was also happy to speak with you because you were on one of my favorite shows, Survivor, right?
Yeah, I was. I was on Survivor Amazon.
Yes, and
way back in season 6.
And still a great show. I still watch it. Do you still watch it out of curiosity?
I do. I've never missed an episode. I'm a huge fan. I started as a fan, and I want to get on the show because it would be on my favorite TV show.
Oh yeah.
So it was, and I still hang out with some of the people that were on the show. In fact, we actually just filmed an episode of The Price is Right, Survivor Edition.
Oh.
And that's going to come out, I think, in May.
May, excellent. And a surprise for Dave that because Dave's here in studio with us. And Dave, Daniel, before being on Survivor, Daniel, tell us what you were. What was your occupation that they said under your name on Survivor?
Oh, I was a corporate tax accountant.
Oh, my. You're kidding me. Now, how does that? Now, I'm a CPA. So I get asked all the time, how does a CPA become a broadcaster? So how does a corporate tax accountant become an actor or a stripper?
Well, it's usually around April 15th that I would just dread life, and I would dread waking up in the morning, going to work, and it's just sitting there for, 8 to 10 hours more, during busy season, and I just kind of I just wasn't happy with it. I just wasn't happy with my commute. I knew there was always something more that I could do. There's actually, I thought there was more in life. There were people that love to be accountants and great for them, but a lot of times I was asking people, if money was no object, what would you do?
Yeah.
And 90% of the time, it was always something else. And I would ask them, why don't you do it? They said, it's too difficult. I have wife, I have kids, or whatever. They would always give a different reason. And I just thought to myself, I don't want to be old and just look back on my life and say to myself, I wish I would have given myself a chance.
So are you a CPA as well? When you say corporate tax accountant, did you take the CPA test? And
no, I studied for it, but I just knew I wasn't going to stay here for long. So.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Wow. And, interesting.
And now he's in Pee-wee's Big Holiday. I mean,
so I could do that too. Then
you could. Yeah.
I couldn't be a stripper, but
no,
I could.
Nobody wants to see that, Dave.
I could be a Pee-wee cast member.
There's several other people who I think you could have been okay in this movie as, but not the stripper. but Daniel Liu, you know, so tell us where can we find you on social media if we want to follow you.
Okay, so on Facebook, it's just my name, Daniel, and last name is L-U-E. And Instagram, actually I have two of them, but my personal one is Kung Fu Theater and the number 4, Kung Fu Theater 4.
Excellent. And what else, aside from Pee-wee's Big Holiday, anything else coming out soon?
Yeah, actually I just did my own short film called Kung Fu Theater.
Oh.
And I hope to put on, I'm just in post-production right now, so I'm planning on just putting on YouTube.
Oh, excellent. Well, you know, definitely be in touch with us about that. We would love to continue the progress on that and let our listeners know where they can find that. And Daniel, it's been real and it's been fun, but has it been real fun? I think so.
Yes, it has.
It has. It has been real fun. So, Daniel, insight for these folks who haven't seen the movie yet. It's an inside joke for the movie.
Question.
But
okay.
I gave the movie 4 stars, and you agree. It's a pretty good movie, right?
Yeah. I had a great time. I had a great time watching it because who ever thought that we're going to get another Pee-wee movie after all these years?
I agree.
It was just appreciation of just having a new movie out that alone, you know, makes it a good movie.
I agree. Well, Daniel Liu, thank you so much for joining us, and have a great rest of your weekend.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And I think that I would love another movie, but even more than that, I wish that they would bring back Pee-wee's Playhouse, or even better, put Pee-wee, you know, in a have a Pee-wee talk show where he would interview the actors and celebrities and stuff like that and filmmakers. I think that would be hilarious. Or you could put Pee-wee in any movie. Pee-wee could visit Jurassic World. And just be like a character in that. And, you know, it's like walking around.
Driving up on his little bike.
Him and Mr. Bean, you know, two of my favorite characters, iconic characters of all time. Mate, we need a Pee-wee meets Mr. Bean movie. I've got so many ideas. This is the score, Mark Mothersbaugh's score, from Pee-wee's Big Holiday. Again, 4 stars. Check it out on Netflix. I'm so excited.
Yes,
I love this movie.
Yeah, I could tell. He's like, it brings back
he's
the
so
youth.
He's so animated,
in him.
Right? He's a manboy.
Darn, cancel my Netflix.
Oh, that's too bad, Eric.
I'll get it.
So,
okay.
Anyway, this is Breakthrough Entertainment, and stay tuned, 11 o'clock and 11:20. We have very special guest writer, director, actors, producer from Dating Daisy, a great movie. It's going to be at the Phoenix Film Festival.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Root Beer Barrels,